It's not just that Bishop Robert Morlino is speaking out strongly against embryonic stem cell research and the death penalty and urging Catholics to support the marriage amendment. It's the way the bishop is talking about these issues that makes Catholics like Eric Farnsworth angry. Farnsworth says especially on the marriage amendment, it's the language the bishop is using that is turning a lot of his parishioners off.
When he compares committed gay couples' desire for the civil benefits of a committed union to a satanic plan, that kind of incendiary rhetoric, you know, harkens back to that period of embarrassment for our church called the Crusades.
Farnsworth is also upset that the bishop is requiring all the priests in the diocese to play his recorded homily this Sunday that calls on all Catholics to vote yes on the marriage amendment.
That has the church stepping into the political arena rather than the moral guidance arena, and we find that very objectionable.
John Davison of Sun Prairie has signed on to the ad in today's paper. He says he's heard from friends who plan to make their protest more personal when they attend the Mass where the bishop's homily will be played.
Well, I know one friend that has emailed me that says that he is walking out, will return after the recording is done. One person said that they intend to go and just turn their back during the playing.
The bishop has defended his stance on the issues in editorials in the Catholic Herald, insisting that the church should play an active role in promoting Christian values in the political arena. Calls to the diocese office requesting comments from the bishop on his homily were not returned. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.